Hi, I'm Ray Bango, and welcome to the Developer Getting Started series on MSDN. Today's topic is integrating scripting into your web applications. In this screencast, we'll be talking about what JavaScript is, look at how it can enhance your websites, and add basic JavaScript functionality to a web page. We'll also look at the jQuery JavaScript library and see how we can use its advanced cross-browser capabilities to make JavaScript development easier. JavaScript was originally developed by Brendan Eich while at Netscape in 1995, and was commonly known as LiveScript. LiveScript was subsequently renamed to JavaScript and included into the Netscape browser in December of 1995. Since then, JavaScript has become one of the most popular programming languages on the web for building applications with rich interfaces and exciting user experiences, and has enjoyed widespread adoption among all major browsers, including Internet Explorer, Firefox, Opera, Safari, and Chrome. Let me show you what JavaScript can do. By using JavaScript, we can dramatically enhance our web applications by adding rich functionality that improves the user experience. For example, we can create lists that are dynamically sortable, or even add a calendar plugin that makes it easy for users to find the correct date. We can even help to ensure that a user fills in the correct information when filling out a form. JavaScript is a very flexible and powerful programming language that offers a lot of functionality for enriching your application. Let's build a very simple Hello World application using JavaScript. So let's get started by opening up Visual Studio 2010 Express and creating a new website. We'll select Visual C Sharp, and we'll select an ASP.NET empty website. And I'd also like to be able to create this project into a directory called JavaScript. Once you're done making that change, go ahead and click on the OK button for the project to be created. From here, we'll have a blank workspace to work from. Next, we'll need to create a web page that will house our JavaScript code. Go ahead and click on the File menu option and select New File. Scroll down the middle panel until you find the option that says HTML page. Go ahead and highlight that and click on the Add button. This gives us a brand new template to work with. We're going to add our JavaScript source code directly into the head section of the page right after the title tag. So if you position your cursor right after the end title tag and hit the Enter key, we'll start typing in the tag called script. Notice that immediately IntelliSense appears and gives you the option to select the script tag from the actual dropdown. Go ahead and double click on that, and it actually does the autocomplete. Hit the space bar, and you'll notice that the attributes that pertain to the script tag appear. Let's go ahead and click on the type attribute, then hit the equal key, and we can now select the type of script that's going to be running. While there's several different types of scripts, what we want to focus on is plain old JavaScript. So double click on that, and let's close this tag out. Now hit the Enter key, and let's make some room for us to type some code in. What we're going to do is actually use the JavaScript alert method to actually display a small hello world. So let's start typing in alert, and notice that the IntelliSense kicks in as well. We can double click on that, open paren, and let's just type in hello world. Let's close that out, and we'll finish it off with a semicolon. Now that we have the code in place, the next step is to actually test out the functionality to see what it would look like. So what we'll do is we'll go up to the start debugging icon and go ahead and click on that. What this will do is launch the default browser for you and actually run the JavaScript code. So let's take a look at that. I'll click on that, Internet Explorer launches, and bam, we have a little pop-up that says Hello World. What the web page has done, and actually what the browser is interpreting, is the actual code that we wrote here. The browser is reading all this HTML code, and when it gets to the script tag, it realizes this is JavaScript and it actually needs to execute this. So it interprets the alert function and generates a pop-up that says Hello World. This is JavaScript at its most rudimentary level. Now that you have an understanding of what JavaScript is and what the code looks like, we'll next cover common JavaScript coding conventions, including how to declare and name variables, as well as creating functions. Let's start with understanding how to declare variables. JavaScript makes it incredibly easy to create new variables by using the var statement, followed by a name for the variable. In this example, we're creating a new variable called firstName and assigning it a string value of Ray. This syntax is very similar to other programming languages and easy to understand. You can create as many variables as you'd like by simply adding new variable declarations as needed. You can even declare multiple variables on the same line by separating them with a comma. For code clarity, it's always best not to overdo it. Otherwise, too many variables in the same line will be hard to read. It's extremely important that you embrace a good naming convention for creating variables. Your choice will dramatically help in the readability and maintainability of your source code. The camel case naming convention is the most widely advocated method because it nicely segments the variable name into a very readable format. Notice that by capitalizing the letters F and N in the variable name first name, we can clearly see what the purpose of the variable is. My personal preference is to use a variation of camel casing called headless camel case, in which the first letter of the variable name is always lowercase. Again, this is my personal preference, and I find it easier to read, but use the convention you feel most comfortable with. One important thing to remember is that JavaScript variables are case sensitive. If you look at the following examples, you might think that the two variables are the same, but they're not. JavaScript will interpret these variables as two independent memory locations, which can store their own unique values. Having a good naming convention can go a long way to eliminating this. It's fair to say the most important feature of the JavaScript language is the ability to create functions. Functions are named reusable blocks of code that allow your application to perform specific tasks. JavaScript provides its own defined methods which you can use to enhance your code, but the ability to make your own functions is what allows you to provide the unique functionality needed for your applications. Functions also ensure that you can segment your code easily and provide maintainable blocks instead of one large mashup of code. Like variables, declaring JavaScript functions is incredibly easy. If we look at this example, you'll see that we use the keyword function to begin the declaration, followed by a name for the function. Everything enclosed within the curly braces comprises the code block of your function. In this case, we're declaring a variable, and we're using the return statement to send back the value of the variable full name when the function is called. When naming functions, the same rules used for variables apply. Function names are case sensitive, and care must be taken not to name your functions the same as a JavaScript keyword. The latter will throw an exception in the browser. Using camel case naming conventions is also recommended for clarity. Let's go back to Visual Studio Express and create some code based on what we've just learned. We're now going to adjust the code we created previously by using a variable and later a function to display the same hello world message. In our original script, we pass a string value of hello world to the JavaScript alert method. This had the effect of generating a pop-up message when Internet Explorer ran this code. We're going to change things up a little bit by adding a new line break and creating a new variable for our script. So we'll start off with var, and we'll name it myText, and we're going to assign it a string value of hello world. Now what I'd like to do is pass our variable over to the alert method. And the way we'll do that is by replacing this string value with the name of our new variable. What this will do is it'll allow the alert method to take in the value of myText and generate the same exact pop-up. Let's take a look and see what happens. Internet Explorer launches, and here's our pop-up. So, sure enough, it worked. Now let's change things up a little bit more. This time, what we're going to do is we're going to create a brand new function, and we're going to call it myfunc. We'll open a curly bracket, and we'll close a curly bracket, and we're going to add code into our code block. What I'd like to do is take this new variable declaration that we did before, and I'd like to move it into my function. In addition, I want to be able to return the value of my text to whoever calls my function. So we're going to type in return, and we're going to return the value of my text. The next thing I'd like to do is change the call for the alert box to actually reference my function. In this case, we're going to type in myfunc, And what's going to happen is when the script is run, myfunc will immediately execute, and it will return the value of myText. In this case, myText is equal to hello world. Once that value is returned, it gets returned to the JavaScript alert box, which then pops up our new message box. Let's see what happens. And there's hello world again. So sure enough, it worked. Now that we've seen how to declare and use variables and functions, let's move on and learn how to organize your code in external files and how to include your new external JavaScript files into your web application by using the script tag. So far, we've seen how to include JavaScript directly into web pages. But as an application grows and becomes more complex, we're going to need a better way to organize our source code. Luckily, we can create external files in which we can store our code and later include in our web page. We've already seen that the script tag is used to tell the browser that it has JavaScript to execute. But this tag can also be used to tell the browser where to find an external JavaScript file that needs to be included into the page. By adding the source attribute to the tag and including a path and file name to import, the web page will now have access to all the JavaScript functions in the included file. Let's go ahead and modify the application we've been building to use an external JavaScript file. Now that we're back in Visual Studio, let's start off by removing the function that we actually created earlier. We're not actually going to delete it. What we're going to do is we're going to cut it, and we're going to store it into the clipboard, so that way we can include it into our external JavaScript file later on. The next thing we're going to do is create a brand new JavaScript file. So go up to File, New File, and in the center panel, look for an option that says JScript File. I'm going to rename this from JScript.js to app.js. This is just personal preference and there's no real reason behind it. I just prefer to have that name. I'll click on Add, and you'll notice that app.js is now in our project. It's listed in the Solution Explorer, and we have a blank workspace to work from. The next thing I'd like to do is paste in the user-defined function we had created earlier. So I'm going to click on Edit and Paste, and I'm going to go ahead and save this code. Let's go back to the HTML page we were originally working on, and let's go ahead and insert this external file. I'm going to click on the Solution Explorer, I'm going to find app.js, and I'm going to drag that over to the title tag. Notice it immediately creates a brand new script tag. It uses the source attribute to specify the file name, and of course we're working with JavaScript. Now, if everything's okay, this should work the same as it has up to now, and we should see a hello world pop up. Let's give it a shot. There's Internet Explorer, and sure enough, here's the hello world. Placing your JavaScript code into external files is considered the best way to properly organize it because it helps to centralize all of the code instead of having it spread out over hundreds of web pages. This is especially important since it eases maintainability, especially in a team environment. Lastly, it allows the source code to be separated from the HTML, which is considered best practices for creating clean, semantic markup. We've only scratched the surface of what can be done with JavaScript, and as your needs grow, you'll definitely begin thinking about how to make your applications more functional and exciting. That's where the jQuery JavaScript library can help. jQuery is an open source JavaScript library which greatly simplifies the complexities of building cross-browser JavaScript code. The API uses a very terse syntax, making it easy to understand and code with while dramatically decreasing the learning curve for using the library. And the library benefits from excellent documentation, as well as a thriving and passionate developer community. The key thing to keep in mind is that jQuery is built using JavaScript, and it's important to continue to learn the language to really leverage all of jQuery's capabilities. I mentioned that jQuery has quick, terse syntax, and here's a great example. In this case, we have a paragraph tag with some text inside of it. If we wanted to grab the text inside the paragraph using JavaScript, the code would look something like this. Here, we're using the JavaScript getElementsByTagName method to first grab a reference to the paragraph tag, and then drill down into its child notes to find the text included inside. We also show an alternative method which uses a non-standard inner HTML property to return the text. Both ways get the job done, but are a little verbose and not intuitive. Now, let's take a look at the jQuery equivalent of this. Notice how much more concise the code is. It's certainly more readable and easier to understand. There are a couple of ways of getting a copy of jQuery for use within your application. You can go over to the jQuery Project's website and download a copy of the library that will be hosted locally on your server. Or you can use a version hosted on a CDN like the Microsoft Ajax Content Delivery Network. The main benefits of using a CDN-hosted version of jQuery are that it minimizes your bandwidth costs slightly, reduces latency since CDNs are typically hosted in key data centers whose locations may be closer to your users, improves caching since most CDNs are set up to tell browsers to cache files for extended periods of time, and can reduce an HTTP request, which improves page load speed. Using a CDN-hosted file is the most commonly used method and I highly recommend it. In both cases, the jQuery library will be included into your pages as an external JavaScript file using the script tag. Let's go back to Visual Studio and update our code to include the jQuery JavaScript library. For this exercise, I'd like to start with a new web page. So I'm going to go up to File, New File, and in the center panel, I'm going to look for HTML page. I'm going to highlight that. And let's rename this file from HTML page 2 to jQuery. Once you've renamed your file, go ahead and click on the Add button, and that should give you a brand new template to work with. In my case, I'm going to add a new paragraph tag. I'm going to add some text to it that says, this is a jQuery test. And I'm going to make sure I save this. And the next step I'd like to do is include the jQuery JavaScript library from the Microsoft CDN. So let me open up Internet Explorer, and I'm going to search for Microsoft Ajax CDN. The first result that comes back is the correct link, so I'm going to click on that, and I'm going to scroll down until I find the latest version of jQuery, and that latest version is jQuery 1.4.2. I need to copy this fully qualified path here, and I'm going to use that in my source code. So let me highlight this, I'm going to right mouse click, and I'm going to select copy. Let's go back to Visual Studio Express, and right under the title tag, let's add this to via a script tag. Script, double tap, and remember that in order to specify an external file, we need to use the source attribute. So let me add the source attribute, and let's paste in the fully qualified path. And if you look, you'll see some little remnants here, like a bullet. We need to get rid of that because that's just the remnants from the HTML page, so I'm going to get rid of that. And now what we've done is specified a script tag that will actually import the jQuery 1.42 JavaScript file from the Microsoft's CDN. Next, let's create some JavaScript code that will display a pop-up message based on the text included in the paragraph tag. So let's create a new script tag and hit the tab key twice and it should pre-fill it for you. Let's make some space. And I'm going to copy and paste some predefined code that I created, and I'll run it by you so you guys can understand what's going on. So jQuery provides a ready method, and what the ready method does is ensures that all the elements on a page are properly loaded before you try to access them. Otherwise, if the page wasn't fully loaded and you tried to run this code right here, it would probably fail. So what's going to happen is that the page will include the jQuery library from the Microsoft CDN, and then run the subsequent code. Once the page elements are available, the jQuery ready method will execute an anonymous function that will grab the text contained in the paragraph tag and generate a pop-up box. Let's run this. So Internet Explorer starts, and there's our pop-up box with the message that includes the text from the paragraph tag. This is a jQuery test. We can even have fun using jQuery's dynamic effects. So let's remove this source code here and replace it with the following jQuery code. I'll show you a little bit later on what we're doing here. The next thing we're going to do is add a couple buttons to our page. I'll do that right below the paragraph tag. By using several of jQuery's built-in effects, I'll demonstrate how you can fade the text in the paragraph, cause the text to slide up and down, and change the color of the text. Let's see it in action. I'll run this. Internet Explorer will fire off, and we're going to see our text, and we're going to see three buttons. Let's go and see the text actually fade out. I'll click on the fade button and notice how it fades out and fades back in. I can even make it slide and I can change the color of the text. And jQuery makes it very easy to create dynamic pages. Let's go ahead and remove this source code here and replace it with the following new jQuery code. I'd also like to make some changes to my page by adding some new form fields. So I'm going to remove all of this and replace it with this. Here I'll demonstrate how to append new text to the page and dynamically change the size of that text, fill in the text field, and even check a checkbox all by using jQuery. Let's run Internet Explorer and see what it looks like. Here's Internet Explorer, and notice that we have a brand new form. The first thing I'd like to demonstrate is how we can add some text and adjust the size. I'll click on Add Text. Notice it added Microsoft Corporation to the paragraph and adjusted the size. Next, we have a full name form field, and I'm going to add some text to that. Notice when I click on Add Form Data, it appends my name. And lastly, notice that the hired checkbox is unchecked. When I click on the check the box, notice that it gets checked. Lastly, I can make all of this kind of disappear. The key things to remember are that jQuery dramatically simplifies JavaScript development via its quick and terse syntax, and makes it easy to write good cross-browser compatible JavaScript code. Keep in mind that learning JavaScript is really important if you want to leverage all of jQuery's capabilities, and you should continue to find resources to improve your knowledge of the language. If you'd like to learn more about JavaScript or jQuery development, please visit MSDN, the new Microsoft Script Junkie website, or the jQuery Project's website found at jQuery.com. Thanks for watching this video in the Developer Getting Started series on MSDN. Now that you've had a chance to develop your first application in JavaScript, watch the other videos in this series to learn about other programming choices, or follow the links in the Continued Learning section to dig deeper into Microsoft Developer resources.